So the biggest thing that I could tell you is that there's two sides to this business, okay?
Right.
The first is the actual skill set of it, the showing up every single day, the discipline that it takes, the routine that it takes, the daily habits, you know.
Right.
And you being brand new in the business, you're doing very good at that. Yeah. Very, very good at that.
Yeah, I'm there every day. Like, I'm trying to be there at 7:30. I'm there, and I'm out the office till 8:30 every day.
Absolutely. Now, I will teach you one thing. Eliminate the word try. Just get rid of that word. Right. Pretend like the word doesn't exist.
Okay.
Because the second part of the business is the mental side of the business. That's the second part of any business. And one of the battles you're going to have to learn how to face, just like I faced it coming from Rialto, just like you did,
right,
is you're going to have to learn how to face the battle of your surroundings,
mm-hmm,
the battle of where you're currently living at,
right,
the battle of, I mean, things as simple as the smells, the tastes, the sounds of the environment that you go home to,
right,
it's not going to be conducive to the abundance that you want to create out of this business.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
It's kind of like you get dressed up,
mm-hmm,
you feel all great about life, you put on a suit, you go to the office, and that makes you feel a certain way.
Right.
And then you go home, and you feel like shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's okay, because that's going to be part of your journey. Remember, I was in the same journey.
Right.
The biggest piece of advice that I can give you is that you're going to need to learn to detach yourself from that and strictly focus on the vision.
Right.
Strictly focus on what you see your future to be like. Strictly focus on the dreams and the goals that you have. If you want to get your mom out of there, strictly focus on that. Start envisioning it. Start seeing it. Start driving her by the neighborhood. Heck, start showing her. Start telling her, mom, this is what I'm going to do for you.
Right.
Because you need that pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because what that pressure will do for you, that pressure will help you to get past some of the natural battles that you're also going to have to face at work every day.
Right.
At your business every day. Because let's face it, you're new to the business. So, you know, you're going to have feelings of inadequacy. You're going to have feelings like if you don't know the answer. You're going to have feelings as, you know, that come across as nervousness for... Because you're new. That's
right.
Natural.
Yeah.
The biggest advice I can give you, man, is that you have already mastered the discipline of the habits of the business.
Yeah.
Start focusing immediately on the mental side of the business.
Okay,
start the affirmation. Start every single day. Start, I believe in myself. I used to tell myself every single day. I remember I used to say, I am a money magnet. Money flows through me easily and effortlessly. I just used to say it all the time. I'm a money magnet. Money flows through me easily and effortlessly.
Right.
And why did I do that? Because nobody in my environment made any money.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had to recondition my brain. I had to recondition my thoughts, you know?
Yeah. That I do my affirmations every morning. And
good.
My mindset is really like, I had a strong mindset, but then when I came in here, like, that's where you hooked me. Like, once you started talking about mindset, I was like, damn, dude, like, this is a whole different language. Like, nobody understands that, like, my age, you know, I'm only 20.
Absolutely.
So it's really hard to connect, especially, like, the environment around, you know, in Rialto. Like,
yeah.
Like, I live in a $20,000 home, you know,
yeah.
And my dream is to drive like...
You want a $20,000 toilet.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
the other thing I will tell you is this, and this is going to be the toughest thing, is that, you know, I remember when I was your age, and I remember you kind of, you know, and I don't mean to be a jerk about this in any way, shape, or form,
uh-huh,
but you kind of need to be ruthless about your success.
Right.
And I literally mean that, is that, you know, I remember not fitting when I was 20, 21, 22 years old.
Yeah.
I was making $1.5 million by 28.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was, you know, my first year in the business, there was $85,000 I think I was 19 years old. Who the hell makes $85,000 as a 19-year-old?
Yeah.
So there was a major disconnect, right? And I just started to realize that the people in my environment just didn't understand,
right,
what I wanted for my future and my family.
Yeah.
And I will tell you this. You're not married right now, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I will tell you this right now, man. You need to become the man today, right now, right? You need to become the man that you want to become for your future wife right now. And I know that may sound corny, yeah, but I'm telling you, nobody in this world gets it. You know, nobody in this world gets it. Everybody's trying to live right now. You need to start living in the damn future.
Yeah.
So I was your age. I was already thinking about my wife. I was already thinking about my kids. You know, when everybody else wanted to hang out, I would start thinking, yeah, but what's that going to get me?
Yeah, that's exactly why I don't even party. I don't, I just, all I'm worried, like,
work,
to
baby.
Get my mom out the ghetto.
That's,
you know?
It.
It's all like, even when I, right now I'm working 7 days a week.
Do it.
And I just, I'm tired sometimes, but I just think about, like, why, right, am I doing it, you,
that's,
know?
Okay. That's
keep,
all right.
Just keep hustling.
So when did you get your license?
2 weeks ago.
Okay, by when will you open your first escrow?
We already got my first listing my first week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. All right. And so how did you, where is it at? What city?
It's in Rialto.
How's the price?
It's a mobile home. It's at 60 G's.
Okay. All right. And how's the price compared to the comparables?
It's pretty decent. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's great. And then what about buyers? How many buyers are you working with right now?
I'm working with two buyers. I just need them. Like I'm trying to push them because I know you
don't,
say that.
Forget about try. Don't
I'm,
say try.
I'm pushing them.
Okay. All right. You know the greatest way to push them? Go get four more buyers.
Okay. This last week I did 3 open houses. Like,
good.
Like JJ told me, and this week I'm gonna do. I did one yesterday, so I'm gonna do another 2.
I love it, man. I love it. Guys, I felt a good one coming, so I hope you all heard that. That's hustle right there. That's belief right there. That's a young man who's gonna do great things. Hope that encouraged you.